Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here it go. Dish Nation. What's up, my friends? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey, y'all. Now it is a Thursday. We got a big show for you guys, but we got to say what's up to our friends over there in the West Coast who literally braved their way to work this morning. Heidi and Frank.
Yes, we did. Hey, Atlanta.
Still battling out here in Southern California with all the fires, so keep the good thoughts and prayers coming.
Oh, we will.
We definitely will do that,
Thank
man.
You. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing heat today, man. Tyrese is going to be in the building. He's going to set the record straight, and two of the four people in this room, maybe we're on last night's episode of Star.
I wonder who.
Also, John Mayer, he was admitted to the hospital on Tuesday for an emergency appendectomy. But don't worry, it looks like he's going to be just fine. Now, he posted this from his hospital bathroom. It's a selfie with the caption, still got it.
Uh-oh, he still got his appendix?
Nah, I guess he's just talking about his swag.
Yeah, maybe this is a pre-op picture.
Still got it.
It hurts still.
About 15, won't have it.
Half an hour to surgery.
And I guess it took him a while to even find it, because his body's a wonderland. They were like, stop here, stop there. They're like, where's the appendix? Let's go over there first.
But look, he's got a bubblegum tongue. Well, moving on, as you know by now, Taylor Swift was featured on Time Magazine's Person of the Year cover as one of the silence breakers for testifying against that radio DJ who groped her. Well, the DJ, David Mueller, had filed a $3 million lawsuit against Taylor Swift, basically claiming that that didn't happen, that was defamation of character. She then turned around and countersued the guy for $1, and the judge sided with her. We all know that story. But what we didn't know is that she admitted in the Time Magazine article that that DJ, David Mueller, still hadn't paid her the $1.
Hey, times are tough in radio.
That's true. And you know what? He just sent proof to the Associated Press that he sent payment last week in the form of a $1 Sacagawea coin.
The same value, Heidi?
No, this is the great... So he did that because it was his intention of taking like a final jab at Taylor Swift. Like, here's your $1, take it.
And the whole women's movement thing.
The women's movement, Sacagawea coin. But the joke's on him, because if you look it up on eBay, that $1 Sacagawea coin is worth $3.
They're not in circulation anymore. I mean, they are in circulation, but they don't make them anymore.
Right, so take that, David Mueller. Joke's on you. Taylor Swift wins again.
You played yourself.
You're right.
Moving on, Rita Ora made headlines this week when she posted a picture of her and Conor McGregor at the British Fashion Awards with the caption, "Date Night." Yeah, remember
this
that?
This is awful.
Everybody was talking about it, even Gary. Well, people were quick to point out how disrespectful, honey, that was.
Disrespectful.
He has a girlfriend at home and a baby. Disrespectful,
right.
Honey.
Disrespectful. That was
date night. Date night with someone else's man.
Thank you.
But anyway, Rita has since apologized, saying that she didn't mean any disrespect, but Connor seems unfazed by the whole ordeal.
You imagine how much trouble he was in when he got home with his baby mama, girlfriend?
Apparently not, because he's in London partying, and he gave this shout out, so.
Well, that's who his mind is on, clearly.
Right, Brad?
I mean, for all we know, he has an open relationship.
Yeah, it's open now.
Oh, it's, yeah.
He's opening some legs, all right. Yeah. I mean, y'all saying all this stuff, but he is probably not bothered and not going to get in trouble. This is why he behaves this way, because he all good. He run his house, do what he want to do, take pictures and hang out with who he want to hang out with, go home, make his wife happy, and everything's great.
And give shout-outs to other women.
Yeah.
And do fighters, do they always dance like they're fighting? I mean, is that the thing
yeah,
you got to
like,
do?
Right. It's like, biggie, 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 can't you see?
Like, once you start doing something, you just can't stop.
Cut. Oh, my God. Up next, David Cassidy sadly passed away back on November 21st at the age of 67, and now the Blast has obtained his last will and testament.
Mm.
Written in 2004, he acknowledges that he has two children, a son named Bo and a daughter named Katie, who you may know from the show Arrow. It's listed that he had $150,000 in assets, and he made sure that Katie won't be seeing any of that.
Uh-oh.
The will says, it is my specific intent not to provide any benefits hereunder to Catherine Evelyn Cassidy or any descendant of Catherine Evelyn Cassidy.
And then he signed, I don't think I love you.
You know what? He was so beloved when he was alive, but this just makes me upset with him.
Portia, it's a compliment.
What do you mean?
How?
Because if I'm saying that I know that you're going to be able to handle yourself, but your brother, poor thing, let's let him have everything. All right, Atlanta, we're going to say goodbye for now, but when we come back, we have some more controversy around Goop, and it involves the Goop diet for all you ladies. So we'll tell you about it when we come back.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Bye for now.
See ya.
All right, we're moving on. Last night's episode of Empire was crazy.
Yes, it was.
Now, Andre's been seeing Detective Pamela Rose all season, right?
Right.
And last night, he got suspicious that she was working with Diana to destroy the Lion family, and they got into a huge fight.
Mm.
So when Cookie and Lucius came to check on Andre, he confessed to them that he killed Pamela.
What?
Or did he?
There is nobody in here but you and us. There's nothing here, baby. Look, go see for yourself. There's nothing there.
No, wait. I killed her. She's right here. I swear she's right. Where is she, Bud?
Next time you go with me.
Oh, my God. Where is she? Where is she? I saw her. She was there.
The Dubois are coming at me and my brothers one by one. Through people pretending to care about us.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your Emmy consideration.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Trey Byers.
He definitely needs to be a nominee, okay? That was deep right there.
That means he did a great job acting.
He thought he was out to lunch treating her real right.
Exactly. Ooh,
man, to quote the 20th century poet Keith Sweat, who was he with?
Nobody.
Well, guys, we have to talk about last night's star episode because we had our own Brett and Headcrack as guest stars on the show.
Oh, y'all gonna talk about us? Oh my goodness!
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so excited!
Y'all are so amazing.
This morning we got some very special guests in the house. Y'all say what's up to the A. Yeah.
Atlanta, you are hearing it for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's a Hot 107.9 radio exclusive.
Woo.
This is gonna be closing down the showcase. Here it is, y'all. So sick.
Wait, you're dropping our song?
Ayanna Floyd told us to surprise y'all.
Thank you, Atlanta.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ooh. That got weird, but thank you all.
Hey, Craig, that just got so weird. That is you all
yes,
day.
Yes.
It's easy to play yourself because mm-hmm. you would think, hey, what would I say? Yeah, that.
Right. Well, you know what? This is so exciting because we have all been on Star. I was
yes.
on there a couple months ago.
Yes.
You two just starred on there. Brett,
yeah.
you were also on Empire.
That is awesome.
I mean, we're just doing
that
all these
awesome.
Shows. But wait, Gary, wait. You haven't done either one.
Oh, no, I started the whole thing.
Really?
I was on Empire when it first was created. Remember, my portrait was in Cookie's house.
They didn't even
Did you
know
say
that was
a portrait?
Line, though.
What was my line?
Yeah.
I don't even need words. I'm that strong, honey. All they need to do is just post me.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And bitch, all the girls just revere it.
Such a bitter old bitch.
Oh, man!
All right, Dish Nation fans, if you love us, then you're gonna love all of our new Dish gear. Do you wear clothes? Well, we got tees and hoodies. Do you need to carry stuff? Well, we got totes!
And if you love me, there's a mug of my mug.
Maybe that'll be on Star.
Just go to DishNation.com and gear up for all the Dish fabulousness.
All right, coming up, we had Tyrese on earlier this week, and he told us everything. And he started with the dawn of man. We got that coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. It's a man who we've seen a little bit of everywhere in the last couple months. Mostly on the internet, though. But he's here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tyrese.
Yes, Tyrese.
This is my first interview. This is my first interview, and I don't really plan on doing too many more because I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of what had happened was self-inflicted. You know, prior to me taking psych meds and crying, I just want my baby, and all of that stuff that happened all over the internet that everyone made a mockery of, which I understand, because if I wasn't me and I seen somebody wilding out on the level that I was wilding out via social media, I would have had something to say too. Some folks don't notice, but I'm here to shed light on everything. My daughter got spanked 2 times in 10 years. The first time I spanked my daughter is because her mama asked me to do it. The second time I spanked my daughter is because I told my daughter to tell me the truth about something she did, she didn't. So I literally spanked her with my right hand directly on her butt. So when her mom, who I gave her the heads up, she ended up running to court on September 11th and literally accused me of abusing my baby and literally traumatized me forever.
Now, was there some static between you and your daughter's mom? Right,
there was no static other than the fact that I'm a married man, and I'm not just married, but I'm happily married, and I've moved on.
Okay.
Like, I don't wish no harm on that woman. I look forward to her finding someone, getting in a relationship, moving on with her life so that she can be happy in whatever capacity. Listen, Norma, I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate what we did. We had an angel. But I married you to keep you in the country. I never married you because I was happily married. You're from London.
I need us to fly through as many things as we can in 60 seconds because you're passionate about everything. If I die before you, I want you to speak at my funeral because it's going to be lit.
Me too.
Listen.
Now, here's the thing.
You ain't going to get it.
I know.
Because I got to cover every topic I can. I want y'all to know that all of the beefing with The Rock was literally an issue that I tried to keep off the record. Never hit me back because I was trying my best to influence this dude to listen, I don't wake up every day trying to figure out how to be more famous. Dwayne, Vin Diesel, Will Smith, they're all bona fide movie stars that probably turn down 30, 40 movies a year. That's not my story. And people don't know this, but me and Ludacris got offered a spinoff first. And I turned it down. Ludacris wanted to do it.
Right.
I said, dog, listen, we cannot take 16 years of a multi-ethnic cast in a movie on the scale of a Fast and the Furious and decide to make a selfish move and make the franchise about us. But I just want y'all to know that I had greater expectations of that man on an integrity level because, dude, I've been doing this for 15 years. You just got here.
Right.
My God, y'all want to know the truth? I came to tell the truth. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stand by your truth.
Yes, sir.
So what's the weirdest thing you've considered doing since that got pushed? Like, was there something that you maybe...
No, bro, let me tell you something. Other than me taking these psych meds and completely embarrassing myself online...
Yeah.
...and making announcements about stuff that was not true...
But Tyrese, now, you may not be bipolar, but you have bipolar tendencies. Where $5 million in?
Did I have a conversation with Jada Pinkett Smith? I did. Did I ever have a conversation once with Will Smith? I did not. But as we all know, if you have a conversation with the wife, you're basically having a conversation with the husband. So I reached out to them and I said, listen, because my movie got pushed back, because of this, because of that, I'm not broke. Far from it. But financially, I want to be able to stay afloat and maintain everything that I have and everything that I possess until we are able to shoot the one movie that I do. I don't have Transformers and 20 other movies that I'm booking a year. My one official bag of bags is the Fast and the Furious.
Well, hopefully the pendulum is swinging back your way, man. And we definitely rooting for you, man. We've been doing it for a long time, but we're going to keep it going. One time, y'all the man, the myth, the legend, Tyrese. Yes.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Well, baby, honey, I got some tea to spill, and baby, it is boiling hot.
Ooh, hope you don't burn my tongue.
Miss Halle Berry, y'all. Now, she dubbed her English music producer boyfriend, Mr. Alex the Kid, honey, in the most savage, honey, most savage way possible.
Yeah.
Baby, now they're saying, y'all, that she did it in the middle of their romantic vacation together in Bora Bora.
Wow. Yeah.
Why, Bora Bora? Though?
Huh?
But why?
He apparently did something.
Oh, let me tell you, Brad.
You mean...
Now, honey, a source says, y'all, that Miss Berry realized that her 5-month romance with the 16-year younger Alex wasn't working, and she had her assistant.
Mm-mm.
Book her, bitch, a flight, honey, home. Give me a flight.
That's right. And you know what? This is so telling and so true. First of all, Bora Bora, you know this, Brett, is very secluded. It's very private. It's only you and
you
the person you brought.
Yes, you have to
and
be
And it's nothing
happy.
Like going on a vacation with someone
that you
to
don't
find
want
out,
to be around.
Thank you, to find out that you don't like his ass like you thought.
Well, baby, they say Miss Berry allegedly, y'all, decided that Alex was too young and his communication skills were terrible.
See, when she first got to Bora Bora, they had all the sex they can possibly have.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, she tried to carry on the damn conversation, and she can't. Well,
poor
carry
she's
on
been carrying on a conversation with him for 4 months. She should know if he's a terrible communicator.
True, but that's different
months.
When it's just you and him all the time.
Yeah, but
you know
he's a damn
saying?
Music producer. She know he wasn't intelligent. I mean, well.
Oh, no, they are very intelligent. Hold on now.
You better watch it, sucker.
Right.
All right, y'all, it's deal time.
Oh. Woo!
Yes, and I know everybody loves a great deal. So with just 2.5 weeks till Christmas, you're going to want to jump on this deal for all your family and friends. It's the iHome Kinetic K1 portable Bluetooth speaker and power bank.
Ooh. Oh, God, I love this device.
It's small, lightweight, portable, and the K1 is the world's first Bluetooth stereo speaker system featuring K-cell removable power cells, which allows you to play music twice as long, or you can carry the power to charge your phone or tablet on the go.
That
now, it works with Bluetooth
nice.
Wireless audio, and it has an integrated microphone and talk and button, and has a removable, rechargeable USB power bank that can be used to charge smartphones.
Mm. Cute.
Now, all right, now this looks very expensive, and I know it got to be expensive because it's a red bottom.
Well, normally the iHome Kinetic K1 portable Bluetooth speaker can go for as much as $150. But
today,
for you guys,
for us,
and the Dish Nation family lamp, it's only $39.
No, wait,
no way, no
okay.
way.
You
no.
gotta have. You need to double check this. This can't be right.
No,
this is Dish Nation and Morning Save. We got you.
Damn.
Go to morningsave.com and take advantage of this great deal today.
Coming up, is losing weight one of your New Year's resolutions? Well, Gwyneth Paltrow has some terrible advice for you. We'll tell you all about it next.
Gwyneth Paltrow is under fire again, this time for her website Goop. Terrible weight loss advice.
Apparently, you're using it.
So, top nutritionist Rhiannon Lambert has accused Goop of publishing an extremely damaging article with Hollywood trainer Tracy Anderson on how to lose weight fast. Who's not clicking on that? I would. How to lose weight fast? Click.
Talk about clickbait.
But apparently, really bad idea because the article recommends working out every day. That's not so bad. Cutting gluten from your diet and eating very low carb in addition to using protein bars as a meal replacement.
That sounds all right to me.
Sounds all right to you? Well, apparently Rhiannon says, quote, It is not sensible to eliminate whole food groups or make drastic dietary changes, which are not sustainable because quick fixes never last. You have to have a balanced diet. You don't tell people, work out every day, cut out gluten.
Blah, blah. Nobody wants that. We're looking for lose weight fast. That's the key. Lose weight fast.
Right.
That's not a legitimate headline because you really can't lose weight fast if you're planning on keeping it off. It's supposed to be like, you know, maybe 1 to 2 pounds
slow
a month.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, and then, you know, over a year, 2 year period, you've changed your lifestyle, you've changed your weight. But if you want to lose weight fast, it's called water pills and X-Lax. Oh, yeah. Get it all out for that photo shoot the next day.
It's called cocaine in the steam room.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.